This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 25, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s. The Beverly City Council held a hearing last night to hear from residents as to how high buildings should be in the city. Paul Layton writes today on SalemNews.com that opinions were mixed, but there are some who do not want six-story buildings constructed on Cabot Street as they have been built on Rantoul Street. Early voting has started in Massachusetts cities and towns. In addition to the early voting hours at city and town halls, over 1 million Massachusetts residents have requested mail-in ballots. The Daily Item is reporting that Saugus is looking to create a supplemental student support reserve fund to support students coming out of 2 years of the pandemic. The town manager's article got unanimous support from last night's special town meeting. And in Peabody, renovations to the Welch School are making progress. A presentation by the construction project manager to the building committee showed that the construction is on schedule, but according to Daily Item, there is still much work ahead spanning many months. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots lost to the Bears last night. The Celtics lost to the Bulls in Chicago. The Bruins, 5-1, play host to the Dallas Stars tonight. At least they're not playing the Blackhawks. High school golfers gear up for the state championship matches this week. Check out the Sports Writers podcast that opens today with everything that you need to know on the locals in the state tournament. Boys soccer, Marblehead scored a 1-0 win over league powerhouse Masconomet. Gloucester 3-1 over Danvers. The Fishermen are now 13-4 on the season. Girls soccer, Beverly and Peabody tied at 2. Volleyball, Peabody beat Swampscott 3-0. In football, Winthrop, 4-3, will be hosting winless Saugus on Thursday, and Vikings coach John Cadogan tells us he is still wary of the Sachems.
Definitely a scary game for myself. We can talk to our players all we want about, how Saugus can present problems for us. Sometimes your kids just look at the record and say they're 0-7, and sometimes they don't believe you. But, Saugus has some skilled guys that can make some big plays and can give us headaches. So, we just have to focus and play the way we're supposed to play.
Winthrop coach John Cadogan. Over last weekend, two teams on the North Shore got their first wins of the season, Ipswich and Beverly. Check back to the website for our Week 7 North Shore football coverage throughout the week this week. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.